She called me that night. She was afraid. No, she was frightened. The sound of her voice was like a cold stone against my heart. She heard something, or saw something, I don't know. She didn't say. I told her to come right over. I had only known her for 2 months, but I knew she was the kind of woman a man could spend the rest of his life with. Later, it's still all I've got. Caroline. From the moment she died, Margaret's murder consumed me, the way a pack of wolves consumes a wounded elk. Before the cops arrived, I took her coat, locking it away in a drawer. It was all I had left of her. But now I can't bring myself to look at it. Whatever pieces of me the case didn't get, the bottle did. If it hadn't been for Lavender, I'd have been dead a long time ago.
It's worse than he says. At first, it was little things. Bills, appointments. Now it's a good day when I don't have to clean up his pew.
Hey, Lavender.
I'm on my way over there.
No, I don't need you this morning. I got something I gotta do by myself. Just meet me for lunch at the regular place. All right. Great. Bye.
Lavender had been my assistant for years. I couldn't bear for her to see me like this, going to see a palm reader.
Miss Topaz?
Sit down, Frank. Shall I give you the answer you want or the answer you need?
Just tell me what I need.
To get what you need, you may have to lose everything.
I've already lost everything.
See? Here. You possess what will not be lost in a shipwreck.
That doesn't tell me anything. Tell me what I need to know.
I've already told you what you need to know. But because I know the minds of men, I will also tell you what you want to know. There are two women in this story, and neither of them are named Caroline.
When I found Frank, he was as bad as I'd ever seen him.
Hey, Lavin, tell your boyfriend. Get his head up off my bar. I'm throwing his ass out of here.
You know he's not my boyfriend. Frank, do you mind?
I found the killer. Margaret's killer.
What? How?
I went to see a palm reader. And, she knew things. Details.
What does a palm reader have to do with the death of some woman you were seeing?
I don't know. I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna stake out her place this afternoon.
All right. But we should do this together. Wait for me at the office.
2 years. 2 years. And one more hour is too long.
Forget this. I'm going.
All right, now we're cooking.
Thank you.
Suddenly it dawned on me that this might all be my imagination. One final attempt by my addled mind to make it seem like the last 2 years were more than a drunken waste. I knew then I was never going to find her killer. When I came to, I was ready to face my failure.
Typical Frank. You were so obsessed with that worthless pair of legs that you missed the obvious. When I saw that you were too damn drunk and stupid to see what I had done for you, what I had saved you from, I begged you to let her memory go. But all you ever cared about was that corpse. Well, now you have it, Frank. I loved you.